Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. And on the line is the host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Brad Evans. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Make it legendary. Also, be sure to catch BetMGM Tonight live on weekdays from 7 to 11 Eastern on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hola, amigos! Thanks for having me on.
Well, Brad, I got a two-part question here. One NFL and one college football. And, you know, a lot of respect for these teams, but where are they at? Looking at the Ravens at the Chiefs, the question out there, which to come away with a win, what is it more important for which team, that being the Ravens or the Chiefs? I still think the Ravens are underachieving, but did you win or lose the game? And then the wideout, Oregon at Penn State, because I think, I don't know, Coach Franklin's under a lot of pressure. Can he beat a team like Oregon right now? But I still see them both in the postseason. But what's your take on both those games?
Yeah, look, rubber really hitting the road for both of these multi-loss teams in the NFL to start things off. You know, again, I still think this is most important for the Kansas City Chiefs. They just look discombobulated. They are in complete disarray offensively. Sunday night, against the hapless, against the hopeless, against the feckless New York Giants, who, of course, made a quarterback change as a result of the performance on the field last week. I mean, Patty Mahomes missing some simple throws across the middle. That dumbfounding play you have behind the line of scrimmage almost went for a fumble loss. Credit to him hustling, swimming the ball for the defender and getting it back. But again, it's really kind of an indictment, that singular play, a statement, a microcosm of what this team is going through right now. They're just completely out of sync. So I think it's far more important for Kansas City. Baltimore right now has a lot of defensive issues, primarily in the trenches. They enter the week third to last in rush EPA defense, which is just so uncharacteristic in the Harbaugh regime. So even if Baltimore were to lose this game, I still think they'll be able to right their ship. Too much offensive talent. They'll have to tighten up in the trenches. Excellent in terms of talent and production on the back end. But Kansas City has got to show me, A, they can run the damn ball, which they've struggled with. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, still your leading rusher. And B, they just show some semblance of an offense. Meanwhile, in college football, I'm going to lay it with Penn State, guys. I know everybody's going to be fading Franklin based on the bias in the past, and I can't win a big game. And Oregon's got all kinds of energy on offense. Heck, they're number one in the country in offensive efficiency, according to Pro Football Focus. But you look at Penn State, no slouches. Defensively, number five in the nation. So you have a dynamite offense against a lockdown defense, wideout conditions, 100,000 in full-throated Beaver Stadium. We've seen some line movement. Now Penn State at -3 half and open to -3. I'm following that movement, and I say hail State. I think Penn State ultimately wins and covers against the Oregon Ducks on Saturday.
Now, Brad, how do you explain this? You on top of this. I mean, people like me said, I don't know. It's the NFL. Pros versus pros, but
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How can the Falcons look like, well, the Falcons are up and coming. They beat the Vikings on the road, and then they get waxed by Carolina 30-0.
Yeah.
Do you have an explanation for that? That, to me, is like mind-boggling.
It was dumbfounding. That was really a shock. I was jarred. I was floored at what I was witnessing against the Hello Kitties of Charlotte, I like to call them. Bunch of pushovers defensively, not exactly lighting it up offensively. So, you know, it's still a young team for the most part. I think the biggest issue right now for Atlanta is their lack of execution on offense. I mean, Ike Hilliard gets canned this week, the wide receivers coach, because they're not getting the ball to their very talented core featuring Drake London, who a lot of people felt was going to be a top 10 fantasy wide receiver this season. Darnell Mooney, who was healthy and a guy that's got a lot of branches there on the route tree and is a supreme field stretcher. And you got Kyle Pitts, despite the roller coaster ride that he is, a guy that can certainly get it done in the short to intermediate field. And of course, you got the do-it-all weapon in Bijan Robinson. So really the onus right now, I think, resides on the wonky mechanics and delivery of one Michael Penix, who has looked terribly mundane and just average so far this season. But yeah, that was a stunner, to say the least, last week. I think this defense is far more talented than what they showed a week ago. I think the week before against the Minnesota Vikings is really the true identity of what the Atlanta Falcons will be this year.
Brad, LSU Ole Miss, the last 4 years, the home team has won here. LSU seems to be the more talented team on defense. Ole Miss has a dynamic offense, and you'll get Chambliss this week again, with Austin Simmons still nursing the high ankle sprain. Your thought here, in a tight game, the last time these two teams were undefeated and untied, 1959, Billy Cannon's Halloween night run settled it.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to have another thriller that one, throwback version, and hopefully it resurfaces here in 2025. Guys, earmuffs, but I laid it with Ole Miss and the point to have. I mean, the home field advantage is colossal, as you already laid out. And Ole Miss is a more balanced team overall, and the advanced analytics really bear that out. You look at the Rebels, number 42 in offense efficiency, nothing really to write home about. Number 44 in defense efficiency, also not stellar or spectacular. The issue with LSU, obviously you mentioned the strength, that is clearly on defense. Number 29 in the country in defensive efficiency, but they're number 82 nationally in offensive efficiency. So they're going to really have to come out and play highly effective, consistent football on the offensive end if they are going to hang and hang tough in this game on the road in enemy territory. So I'm rolling with the Rebels, guys. I laid the point and a half, and I'm sticking to it.
Now, Brad, I wanted to ask you one more about, I got to get in that Saints question. But, Brad, I'm trying to give the fans hope, but a two-part question. Okay, 16.5-point dog in the NFL. What would you have to be in college football? Is it like 38 points or something? When you look like 16.5-point dog, I want you to explain that. And then also, looking at the Saints at a 16.5-point underdog, now, you're on the road in Buffalo, so you're not dealing with inclement weather. It'd probably be a nice fall day, maybe.
Yeah.
But this is the Saints' biggest underdog in any game since November of 1975. I was in 10th grade. And you look at that matchup that day, was Archie Manning and the Saints and Fran Tarkenton. You remember scrambling Fran and the Vikings last time, the 16.5-point underdog. Just explain that, like the college version of this, that many points. And would you take the points and the Saints cover or what?
Yeah, look, this is like a matchup of Alabama against Kent State. To put it bluntly and frankly, like the Alabama's laying like, I don't know, 45 and a half in that matchup. I think it's the equivalent in the NFL. Extremely rare that you get point spreads that are greater than a couple of touchdowns in the National Football League. And guys, I tell you what, the back door is always wide open in these scenarios in pro football. So I say fly the flirty, baby. I'm going to take the same plus to 16 and a half. They may get their butts kicked. They may even get absolutely waxed over the first, like, three quarters. But you're probably going to get some Mitchell Trubisky time. And Josh Allen will bid adieu with a sizable lead and no chance of a comeback. You know, it could be like 35-7 entering the fourth quarter. And you might be sitting pretty as a Bills backer. But ultimately, I see Spencer Rattler continue to deal. Maybe Tyler Shuck gets out there. He's chucking the ball over the field. I think the Saints will find a way to scratch and claw and make this, in the end, somewhat competitive. I will gladly take the points because that spread is absolutely mammoth.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us. I know you're on a really tight schedule, but thanks so much for joining us each and every Wednesday afternoon, brother.
Appreciate it, guys. Adios, amigos. Good luck here in all your various sports wagers.
All right, Brad.
That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetMGM Network Insider, Brad Evans. Listen and watch to Brad on BetMGM Tonight weekdays from 7 to 11 Eastern. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. For all of your betting needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. When we return, Steve Geller joins us, and it'll be our triple option feature right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.